technical problems. Thank you for waiting. So I'm going to speak about the internationalization of higher education from a Swiss perspective to give some examples of what we did in Switzerland. So you may think that there's not a lot of similarities between a small middle-sized university in Switzerland and Iranian institutions, but I may surprise you. We share quite a lot of things. Especially for the last 2 years, following a Swiss referendum and the Swiss population choice to keep an autonomous policy from the European Union, Switzerland was excluded from mobility and research program of the European Union. We had to come back then with alternative and
This way it's easier.
Sorry about that. Where was that? Yeah, we had to invent new ways of mobility and research tool independently from the EU and to implement a new strategy. But in the end, further down the road, it has empowered us to face new challenges of internationalization. And I think that the result at the end was not so bad as for the last 2 years, but I would come back on this ranking. We were ranked second and fifth most international university in the world, but still we can talk about the value of this kind of rankings. I'll come back later to it. The first question I ask is why do we need to internationalize? Is there really a need or not? And I think that there's quite a few reasons why we need that. First is that a solution to problems in today's age of global knowledge and technology needs interconnecting network and global awareness to have a real response to global and contemporary problems and issues. Secondly, research can be only international from these days. We need and we have a very high degree of mobility of researchers through collaborations, but through partnerships and all, as well as individual researchers traveling for the need of their research. One aspect of internationalization, which is very important for us, is the improvement of quality of teaching and learning, because bringing two Switzerland people from around the world put questions around. I was too fast, or no, sorry, it's wrong. Competition for talent versus competition for funding. Switzerland has very few natural resources, so we had to become a knowledge economy, where intellectual capital plays the fundamental role and creates a foundation in which the country engages in the world economies. So that's really a question of staying competitive. We need the talents from around the world, because Switzerland is small and doesn't have all the talents homemade. And the idea is, when we bring the best talent to Switzerland is to also generate new ideas we wouldn't have if we were totally on our own, and transfer them to targeted recipients in the society. So the internationalization of universities has a real impact on society in Switzerland. So I come back to quality of teaching. Internationalization brings many challenges to statu quo and the way of thinking, because it introduces alternative ways of thinking, it questions the education model, and it impacts on governance and management as well. We have to invent new ways to attract people, just to adapt ourselves to other realities. That's very important also to prepare our students to a globalized and international integrated world, and also open the university to new fields of inquiry. So preparing our students to global competition, because the actual labor market requires graduates to have international experience, foreign language, intercultural and professional skills, and it's more or less impossible to get them at home, and it's mandatory to have a mobility experience to interact afterwards in a global setting. So our institution in Switzerland are putting mobility programs very high on the list. I'm too far. I have problems, definitely. So where were I? Last dimension, especially in Geneva, because it's a very international city, is to incorporate international dimension in our curriculum. So the idea is to have an international outlook in every courses, every curriculum, be it in medical studies or in political science or even in science. So the idea is really to bring an international outlook in the teaching of the university. So what kind of instruments Switzerland used to internationalize higher education institutions? Where am I? So the first, Switzerland is an integral part of the European research and education area, despite we're not a full member. We need to have also fundamental research and technology, but based on bilateral agreements. Switzerland is also a member of international organizations that help us to internationalize, because we're part of the UN, but also UNESCO. And it's not only linked to science international organization, but also political international organization. And I talk from the Geneva perspective. We're close to the international organization, so we have to take into account in every aspect of the university this international organization environment. And we have also a lot of bilateral activities from the central government. Yeah, thank you. That's better. I'm not a rock star, so I'm not used to this kind of thing. So the Swiss Confederation, the central level government, has a lot of bilateral higher education activities, making bilateral agreements between countries. One example is, of course, the visit of our president 2 years ago and 1 year ago in Iran, which was, of course, linked to economic and political problems or questions, but was also the opportunity to sign bilateral agreements in science. The central Swiss government is also developing a very intense network of representatives in science and technology. We have, of course, the regular embassies, which has a scientific counselor, but we developed a specific network, which is called SwissNex, and it's technological and science embassies, which are in San Francisco, Boston, Rio, Bangalore, Singapore, and Shanghai. And the idea is really from the central government to support the effort of every Swiss higher education institution to internationalize, to develop programs in these areas and with partners in these countries, and also bring back, that was the origin of the work was to bring back our students who studied in the US and were staying in the US, and wanted to bring them back to Switzerland. And that worked quite well, but we attract now more and more US scientists too. We have also a very good Swiss National Research and Science Foundation, which puts international criteria very high when they are evaluating research proposals. That helps very much to have research internationalized even more. And what is specific is also that this foundation is including international experts in every evaluation, but can fund also programs which are not linked to Switzerland in foreign institutions with Swiss researchers, but not in Swiss institutions. So that's very open to the world. That's of course, as a federal country, very much based on the Swiss higher education institution's own strategies. The University of Geneva has its own strategy, which is not always totally in line with Swiss national priorities, but we try to. And that's the basis, really. It's a very bottom-up approach in Switzerland, so there's not top-down, not a lot of top-down policies, like the government asking to internationalize, and then you have to try to follow the orders. But it's really bottom-up. And what is very important, I think, also for internationalization is that there's a view, a common view, at the national, institutional, and regional level, that internationalization is the key driver and influence the whole policy in the science area. Let's talk about challenges now for Swiss institutions, but I think that could be very well concern all institution, academic institutions. First is internationalization contrary to local missions that every institution, academic institution has. This goes to attract the best students, lead public and research, foster innovation, train and teach excellence, and train the students. What is there a kind of sometimes the Geneva government sees that the internationalization of the university could be contrary and too work, asking too much work and resources from the institution in comparison to local mission and link to the city. So we must be careful of not putting this in a position. I think that pursuing international research partnership networks and infrastructure projects is also a challenge, because the academic world is shifting more and more from cooperation between any institution to more and more competition between higher education institutions and between networks of higher education. So I think that if we can compare higher education now, we can think about the flying company. They build network with quality, like Switzerland has the part of Lufthansa network. I think that universities are coming more and more to research networks and less, the collaboration between researchers are coming more difficult, which is really, will be a big problem for the results of research and academic freedom, which is the basis of any university. But the money drives these kind of problems. That's more specific to Switzerland, but being in Europe, but not in the European Union, we're just an island inside Europe. So we need to have more coherent and foreseeable framework. For example, the last referendum on which has as a consequence the embargo towards Swiss science from the EU induced a lack of predictability and risk after every votation or referendum to be under embargo from the EU and not having access to the EU funding, which is really a problem for our scientists, because age 2020 was not secure for a long time. We have a flagship of the European Union in Geneva, which is a human brain project. We were not sure to keep it, and it's 1 billion investment. So that's a problem, but specifically for Switzerland. We must be careful to keep on developing human capital aspects. That means encouraging still the mobility of learners, of students, of professionals, and take care of the different access to mobility and internationalization, depending specifically on the financial needs. Mobility shouldn't be for the few, but for everybody, so an equal access to this kind of program, which is a challenge, I think, more and more. And that's the last challenge, I think, it's the compatibility of education systems and the mutual recognition of qualification. I mean, to what do we give credits? Why? And it's always difficult to compare, Geneva to Tehran to Addis Ababa, and to understand what our students learned when they were in exchange, what do we recognize. Of course, mobility gives a lot of soft skills that you cannot obtain in the home university, but professors usually are very, very linked to academic evaluation and not general ability of the students to work afterwards in the society. With the digital development of distance learning, is how to give credits without attendance. We're going to give University of Geneva diploma soon with people who never came to Geneva. They did their studies abroad. So we have a spirit in the institution, a kind of way of working, the Geneva spirit, as we call it. How do we give that when the students are not in Geneva, but have a diploma from Geneva after a few years? I think this also induces other dangers. It's the danger of normalization of higher education, following some models of powerful institutions, mainly US institutions, and that the diversity of higher education can disappear more and more, like it is for sometimes for cultural activities, which are more and more normalized on the basis of Anglo-Saxon reference, I would say, if I can say so. But we need to have compatibility, but not reducing the diversity. This is another big problem, I think, which is in the future in Geneva, is that the budgets are smaller and smaller, so there's more and more pressure from the economy to make higher education a good like any other one, like it is in some countries, and to push studies in higher education from a common good to payable good, which is, of course, this kind of vision which might be successful till now in producing knowledge, like the big universities are doing in the US, but also bringing a kind of bankruptcy of students and having a big impact on the society. So we see it in the US that there are 800 billion deaths of US students that will give perhaps the next financial crisis to. So we're in Geneva very in favor of equal access to education, with almost free education being Swiss or not Swiss, so that's the same price. It's only $1,000 per year for foreign and Swiss students. So we will try to keep that and not enter in a commercial spirit of higher education activities. So some strategies to overcome these challenges, and I have 2 minutes, I thought I would be quicker. First, for the versus internationalization versus local missions, I think it's very important to foster synergies between governments and institutions' policies, so that doesn't put the local and international dimension to the contrary, and that just to have a communication effort to support, to make evident that internationalization is to support the economy because it gives visibility to the institution, to the place, it gives new working skills to the students, And I think in this way, when we're developing a strategy, institutional strategy for internationalization, it's very important to involve all stakeholders, being the state, being the private sector, and in Geneva, the international organization. So it reflects the needs also of the local stakeholders. I didn't push the button, sorry. I think a second thing which is important and a possible strategy is strategic partnerships and networks, which are more and more obligatory for higher education institutions to find the best academic talents, to attract the students, the brightest students, to produce collaborative research, and to be to answer the global concerns and issues of the world. So that's a good basis to have institutional relationships, so it lasts longer than just the contact between two professors. The institution has to be able to keep the contact and the networks its members developed when the members are leaving the university. So the different instruments we developed in Geneva for this kind of strategic partnership is liaison offices in partner universities. We decided not to have offshore campus or a branch of the University of Geneva. We prefer to develop joint programs with partners, so it answers much more the local needs and the local way of thinking. And that's much more interesting for our institution to adapt to new realities instead of just bringing our solutions to the different environments. We have common funds, common pots, so we can fund joint research between our researchers with like seed money to have the first contacts, which bring joint research. Exchange, of course, of staff, students, we shouldn't forget administrative staff. It's very important that the administration understand other way of administrate the institution, joint program, of course, of the MA, and also we develop some joint MOU between institutions with a third partner. For example, we did that with the University of Brussels and Montreal, with the national or the state research of Sao Paulo to fund the group of French speaking university with the state of Paulo universities. So the increasing, I think, of international education at home should be considered more and more as a mobility or possible way of testing mobility. So it should be the third pillar in any international strategy, because we should incorporate it more and more in the teaching development of our students, the international dimension. But however, I think that mobility, real mobility, physical mobility will never replace, will never be replaced by internationalization at home, being digital or with other ways. All the digital skills, the soft skills are coming from mobility, physical mobility. But we have to give more attention to digital and learning. That's good instrument to complement internationalization of higher education, to prepare our students, but also to follow up a possible stay in a partner university. And I would say that the virtual environment facilitates partnership with foreign institutions for the design of joint program and the recruitment of foreign experts inside our courses. The idea is to bring, for example, in the regular curriculum of the university, experts from other universities, but already announced in the program of our students. So we're developing our curriculum with the help of partners. We don't need to have our own resources yet. It's almost done. And the best practice is you don't care. Because, I mean, every environment is always different. So I come to my conclusion. I would say that just one thing. I think that the evaluation of internationalization is very important to understand what it is and if this is a success. So I finished, it's a bit abrupt, but please, thank you very much.